This is Terry Mendel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Alex Mendoza Law at 6950 Indianapolis Boulevard, Hammond, Indiana, 46324. Dear Mr. Mendoza, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Chase Scott, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Che, C-H-E-A. Last name Scott, S-C-O-T-T. On April 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 53-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 174 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 13th, 2017, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was T-boned on the driver's side, period. She was in a GMC pickup truck, period. All airbags were deployed, period. There was a moderate amount of damage, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her low back, comma, as well as her entire body, period. Present day, she is still experiencing low back pain, period. New paragraph. The low back pain also occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with physical therapy, medication, and a brace, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the mid-thigh, period. There is occasional pins and needle sensation, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day the patient was seen at Michigan City Hospital emergency room, taken by ambulance, period. She was treated and released after they did x-rays and exam, period. The next day she saw an orthopedic specialist. She was seen there a few times, period. She was prescribed a brace, period. She saw her family doctor a few times and referred to physical therapy several times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, treadmill, comma, rodeo, comma, unable to run, comma, sleep, comma, walking over a half block, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, and lifting over 5 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications include Celebrex, comma, muscle relaxer, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Celebrex, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, over-the-counter medicine, comma, a brace with splint, comma, exercises, comma, and presently getting physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history, unremarkable. New paragraph, past surgical history. In 1990, had low back surgery of L1-3 fusion from an automobile accident at age 19 due to fractures, period. It totally healed in approximately 2 years, period. Her right ankle had surgery from the automobile accident at age 19 due to crush injury, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history. The patient injured her low back at age 19 in an automobile accident. Where she had a fractured right ankle and L1 to L3 required fusion surgery, period. This completely healed in approximately 2 years without permanency or pain, period. The patient has been pain-free in the low back for over 30 years prior to this auto accident of 2017 period. The patient never had sciatic pain until this automobile accident of 2017 period. The patient has had no other prior serious or minor auto accidents other than the ones in 1990 and 2017 period. The patient has not had work injuries period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is an account associate full-time period. She missed approximately 6 weeks of work due to this automobile accident period. She is presently working with pain and frequent breaks period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies period. I reviewed records from family medicine, Hanger records, H-A-N-G-E-R records, Hing health records, that's H-I-N-G, Franciscan Hammond records, Franciscan Michigan records, and Cool Springs Health Center records, period. Cool Spring is C-O-O-L-S-P-R-I-N-G. Records from Franciscan Health, Michigan City. Emergency room, arrival, October 13th, 2017. Driver involved in MVC with driver side impact period. All airbags deployed period. Happened 15 minutes ago period. Patient complains of low back and left arm pain as well as generalized headache that just started period. This 46-year-old female who presents complaining of back pain, period. She was a restrained driver of a vehicle that was stopped at a light, period. She states she was hit by another car on the driver's side, period. All airbags did deploy, period. She notes bruising to the left arm, increased back pain, period. Has a history of previous back pain with fractures, period. This was repaired with rotting, but that has since been removed, period. Her pain is worse than normal, period. On physical examination, bruising of the left posterior arm. Patient complains of acute on chronic back pain, period. Concern for fracture, period. CT of the lumbar spine shows acute on chronic compression fracture, period. She has bruising to the left arm, which corresponds to the site of impact, period. Recommend follow-up with primary care physician and orthopedic surgery, period. Clinical impression, close compression fracture of L1 vertebra. X-rays of the left humerus, no acute fracture. CT of the lumbar spine, there is an L1 anterior compression fracture that involves slightly more than one-third of the anterior vertebral body height, period. There is an acute anterior superior coronary fracture, period. End of report. Records from Franciscan Physician Network, Hammond Family Health Center, October 25th, 2017. 2 weeks ago, had motor vehicle accident with compression fracture of the spine. Patient on a special brace. Patient will be followed up with orthopedics as scheduled, period. Visit diagnosis is compression fracture of L1 lumbar vertebra, closed initial encounter, 2 is scar tissue, period. End of report. In the records, there is a prescription for a CASH orthosis. CASH is capital C, capital A, capital S, capital H. CASH orthosis, O-R-T-H-O-S-I-S. Diagnosis is L1 compression fracture, and that's from Stephen Burns, M.D. End of report. Note from Cool Spring Health Center records. Telephone encounter, October 16th, 2017. Patient was in an auto accident Friday, went to Franciscan Health ER, x-rays taken and diagnosis of fracture lower lumbar, period. Patient says she broke her back in 3 places 20 years ago and had 2 surgeries to place and remove hardware at that time, period. End of report. Another Cool Springs Health Center records, October 17th, 2017. Initial visit in a motor vehicle accident, October 13th, 2017 period. The CT of the lumbar spine showed evidence of L1 compression fracture period. Impression, I think she does have an acute L1 compression fracture from her motor vehicle accident period. Plan, I think she really needs to be in a cash brace to keep her from flexing and to make it any worse, period. End of report. Franciscan Physician Network, March 26, 2018, has the L1 compression fracture we have been following now since October, so coming up on almost 6 months, period, is getting along well. She has not been riding a horse yet, period. She has been out of the brace pretty much for now a couple of months, period. Assessment, L1 compression fracture. I think it was a motor vehicle accident, period. End of report. Physical therapy evaluation, January 29th, 2018. Recommend skilled physical therapy as described below to meet the goals through therapeutic exercise, comma, manual therapy, and modalities, period. Diagnosis is closed compression fracture of L1 vertebra, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 13th, 2017, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the patient revealed an abnormal flex gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed an 18-centimeter surgical scar involving the mid-vertebral lumbar area from prior surgery, period. There was a 5-centimeter right lateral ankle surgical scar from previous injury, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid and normal cervical spine, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was a loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was tenderness and diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 34 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 28 degrees left and 64 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed the diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. The patient had diminished strength in her left great toe, period. The patient was unable to walk on her heels, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left medial calf and foot, period. Pulses reveal pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, and compression fracture of the L1 vertebra, period. Number 2, left arm trauma, comma, pain, comma, and contusions resolved. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of October 13th, 2017, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is permanency in the low back, and I would like to render an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 12% whole body impairment period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the low back for the remainder of her life period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the low back area as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medication with over-the-counter anti-inflammatories and analgesics will be $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the low back area will cost approximately $3,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. No future surgery was discussed with the patient, but this cannot be ruled out, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.